ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm John Batchelor with Edward J. Larson. His new book is Declaring Independence, Why 1776 Matters. That document has a lot of drama and a lot of tension in it. And we're about to watch what happens that year, thanks to Ed's guidance. We go from Norfolk, Virginia, to the snowy peaks of New England. There is an effort underway led by heroic members of the Continental Army to transport, I think, like 60,000 tons or some incredible amount of cannons and mortars from Fort Ticonderoga to Dorchester Heights. Why? What is the thinking, Ed? Why do they need that firepower at Dorchester Heights?
It was a brilliant move and a critical move, and it led to Washington. The drama at Dorchester Heights led to George Washington's first victory, and where he starts rising that pantheon in American history. What had happened is that after the Battle of Lexington and Concord, and the slaughter of British troops on their march back to Boston, and my ancestor was part of that colonial militia, the British troops had holed up in Boston. 4,000 strong, they had been sent over to enforce the Stamp Act, the collection of taxes, the tariffs, the Townsend tariffs by this time, and British rule in the hotbed of revolution, one of the twin hotbeds, New England and Boston. They had taken military rule of Massachusetts. They'd abolished the state charter. But Boston was like an island back then on a little isthmus of land. And the British militia, the colonial militia of Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, had come and surrounded them, headquarters in Charlestown, in Cambridge, which, as you know, is on the mainland, surrounded them. So the British troops, the 4,000 people strong, were trapped on this virtually an island with a tiny isthmus with this navy around it. The Americans didn't have a navy, so they couldn't get at them. And the original idea of the Americans had been to, or what the British had realized, is Bunker Hill and Breed's Hill. It's so close, right above Charlestown, just across from Boston. They had these small cannons. If they put them there, they could blast the British out of Boston. That is, just decimate Boston and therefore force the British to leave. The previous summer, the British had a massive assault to take Bunker Hill. Ended up a slaughter of British troops as they marched up the hill, but they just kept coming. And the colonists, the Patriots, literally ran out of musket balls and had to retreat. So they had that hill. But there was another hill on the mainland to the south of Boston. Dorchester Heights is where the Kennedy Library is now, the Kennedy Presidential Library. And it was nothing but water. That was further away, and they couldn't reach Boston with their little cannons. And so a young bookseller, Henry Knox, one of the true heroes, true American heroes, he had grown up reading about, he was fascinated by artillery. He read about it. He was only in his 20s. He had his own little bookstore, and he volunteered to fight with the militia, even though he was married to a woman whose parents were British, whose father was a British official and were strong loyalists. Lucy Knox was his wife. He was only in his mid-20s and a low-level artillery officer, and he came to Washington with a plan. He said, you know, And Washington knew this. This wasn't unknown, and the British knew this as well. We do have those cannons. We have big, heavy cannons because the militia has also taken Fort Ticonderoga in New York, Crown Point and Fort Ticonderoga, where the British, during the French and Indian War, had planted these huge cannons and mortars to defend the access point from which the French, they thought the French was going to, the French were going to try to invade and divide the colonies by coming down from Quebec and Montreal, coming down through Lake Champlain, reach the narrow point at Ticonderoga. So they had this huge, embattlement there. When the French and Indian War ended and Canada went to the British, you know, there wasn't any point in this fort, but the guns were still there. It was barely defended. And so the Connecticut and Vermont militia, Ethan Allen from the Vermont militia, had taken the fort the year before. They had all the guns. And if they could bring those huge heavy cannons down and put them on Dorchester Heights, they could blast the British out of Boston and also destroy the Navy ships, because the hill was so high that the British couldn't really reach it with their cannons. They couldn't aim their cannons high enough to get it. So they knew what they did, and so did General Howe. So did the British. But the British and the Americans thought there was no way they could get these heavy cannons down to Boston for emplacement. And Henry Knox, when he was about 25, had this bright idea. He said, you know, if we wait till winter, we can slide them over the Berkshire Mountains. We can take them down the icy Hudson River and down this waterway, slide them, then slide them up over the Berkshires. He didn't know how hard that was. It was very hard. Slide them over the Berkshires and bring them down on the snow. Well, Washington said, so he proposed this to Washington, and Washington said, well, you might as well try, and gave him like $50. And he took his brother and he said, you have the authority to command any troops on the way and tell them what you need them to do. So he did it. He went over there. It was hellish work. Some of the cannons broke through the ice and they had to fish him out.
1 minute, Ed. Go ahead.
Okay, but these things were huge, and he brought them all the way down. And then 250 years ago, in March, early March,
right,
he brought them up to Washington in the pitch darkness, bringing in artificial barriers of trees so they couldn't see him, took him up in one night and implanted him. So on the anniversary of the Boston Massacre, they could open fire on Boston. And that forced the General Howe and Boston to and his troops to evacuate Boston, Washington's first true great victory.
And Samuel Adams, the quote in your book, Ed, the ideas of independence spread far and wide among the colonies after that evacuation. We're going to New York. Ed Larson is the author, Declaring Independence, Why 1776 Matters. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.